Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
So I'm just going to go through, you've obviously got your six projects across the piece, and you know, you've had a number of highlights across this year in 2017. I'm just going to go through each project very, very briefly, one by one. I just wonder if you'd give us a brief update of your sort of your own personal highlights and where that particular project is going. So I'm going to start with Paterson, if that's okay.
Sure. Look, Paterson is a great project. I mean, we are very pleased with the way that's shaping up. It's there was an announcement actually out from Antipa today. They've taken more land, but potentially more significantly, Rio's taken a lot more land out in the Paterson region. So they seem to be making a statement out there. You know, we believe we've identified a new IOCG district out there. It's potentially one of those IOCGs. You know, our confidence in that was boosted when we saw the latest MMI results, which had uranium and rare earths in them. And then, you know, also on top of that, we've been able to acquire for a very reasonable price the Black Hills Gold Project, which is, you know, a project with Telfer-style mineralization that, you know, could be a really great project next year as well. So that's really shaping up really well. And there are not many players out in that region, so we're amongst the select few out there.
Yeah, I'll swiftly move on to another project we've not heard a lot about recently, so Bromus.
Yeah, look, Bromus, so we had a theory about potential nickel sulfide mineralisation there. That theory wasn't proven in the drilling, so we're now looking at some other different aspects on that project, and look, we'll make more announcements to market when our plans come through on that.
Okay, Fire Tower.
Yeah, look, Fire Tower is another key project for us. We know there's high-grade gold mineralisation there. You know, we suspect that that high-grade gold mineralisation, there's significant strike of that. And again, we'll be talking to the market more about that next year.
And your other Tasmania project, Warrantina.
Yeah, look, Warrantina is a good project. Again, demonstrated high-grade gold mineralisation. It's probably not as a higher priority for us as Fire Tower. Because we believe the potential at Fire Tower is really significant, but again, you know, hope to be saying more about that next year.
And last but not least, obviously we can't go without mentioning Ernest Giles.
Yeah, well, I mean, what a great year for that project. I was just saying to Callum the other day, when I think back where we were just over a year ago, we had a, you know, we had this land holding with, you know, like only two or three drill holes in it. We really didn't know that much about it. You know, over the past year, you know, we had a very successful wide space drilling campaign identifying those two large zones of gold mineralization. You know, that encouraged what I believe is now going to be the world's largest gold producer, Newmont, to come in, strike an agreement with us whereby they basically, you know, did apply their own proprietary technology all at their own expense. On their ground, and look, it's been a great year for that project. I mean, and you know, what a project. I mean, that and the Paterson project, I mean, they are, you know, my feeling is that they are world-class projects. I mean, they're great projects.
And just the very last question from us, you've got all this cash still. Are you still, you know, looking at acquisitions, and have you made any progress, if so?
Well, look, I mean, you raise another good point, John, in terms of, like, you know, year in review. I mean, it's been a fantastic year in terms of the finances of the company we've gotten from having, you know, if you look back 18 months ago, you know, fairly limited cash on the balance sheet to now in a position where we're well over £4 million in cash, able to fully fund our programs for 2 years, even with a higher spending rate. So that's great. Look, in terms of acquisitions, obviously, I can't say anything until deals are done. But, you know, we are always actively reviewing opportunities. But I got to say, John, we've got some great opportunities in our own stable. So, you know, it's going to be a high bar for things to be better than the things that we're already working on.
Okay, Gervais, well, it's been a great 2017 for Greatland Gold, and we look to see more of the same in 2018. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, John, and Merry Christmas.
So that's Gervais Heddle, CEO of Greatland Gold PLC, ticker GGP on AIM.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.